it's me. It is November 4th, 2017. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the rainy Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today at republicbroadcasting.org. Please also visit and subscribe to spingolaspeaks.net and woolliesblog.blogspot.com and screeningsandyhook.net. During the program, please email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. Do not send any questions to my regular email because I won't see them until after the program. Please visit the chat room at spingola.chatango.com. View our guest lineup at spingola.com. In addition to the links for each guest, I also have other interesting links relative to the guest and his or her subject. My guest today is Frosty Wooldridge. That's W-O-O-L-D-R-I-G-R-I-D-G-E, Wooldridge. And his website is frostywooldridge.com and howtoliveailifeofadventure.com. Frosty, welcome to the program.
Well, Deanna, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure, and I look forward to our conversations, and hopefully each time we talk together that we enlighten your audience across America, Canada, and around the globe. And for me, the key is education and understanding, and then taking action after you understand, and that's the key to this. So hopefully we have a very productive time together, and I appreciate being with you.
Well, we usually do have a very good program when we have you on. You're full of information. And today, if the listeners have read your latest article, one of your latest articles on the opioid epidemic, they're going to be really, really, really mad. Now, I've covered a lot of the medical issues in my most recent book, and it is probably one of the biggest scams. One of the biggest problems in America today is has to do with allopathic medicine and the people who allow it, which is, of course, the Congress. And they are deeply in bed with Big Pharma, the American Medical Association, and the hospitals. So tell us about this. I reread your article just a few minutes before the program, and I'm really ticked off. I really am.
Well, I don't blame you.
Okay, that's okay, because people need to be really mad at what's going on. And go ahead.
They certainly need to be extremely upset, angry, and also proactive. One of the things that I learned, and I, as a former United States Army Medical Service Corps officer, I was a battalion surgeon assistant during the Vietnam War. I was stationed in Fort Benning, Georgia, and Fort Riley, Kansas, and also Brooke Army Hospital down in San Antonio, Texas. And when I got out, I became a cardiac catheterization medical technician. And at that point in time, I really got to see not only doctors, but good doctors and less than good doctors or otherwise. I also got to see how the medical systems work. And from that point on, I have to share with you, and I would really encourage every listener to realize that your health is in your hands. And it doesn't mean that you wait till you're 30 or 40 or 50 to start being concerned about it. It means you really start being concerned about it as soon as you become aware, like age 18. And as soon as I was 1 month into that job as a cardiac catheterization medical technician, I realized that the American diet was had, at that point in time, this was 1971, becoming completely trashed with junk food. I mean, McDonald's was coming up, and the Arby's was coming up, and you had all the Big Mac. You had all of these Burger King, you had pizza, you had every kind of pizza, all the cheeses and so forth. And what I found out was if you're going to eat high dairy product foods and you're going to eat all these meats, you're also eating a lot of chemicals and you eat a lot of, as a matter of fact, the average chicken and or meat or pork that you buy has 9 chemicals injected or fed into that animal. And then I also got to see where high fructose corn syrup started coming in to the food chain. And then you had the saccharin, the synthetic sugars, you had sucralose, and you had aspartame, and then you get all this Coca-Cola, and you get all of the, what is it, Mountain Dew, and everybody's drinking all of these very toxic liquids because they're sparkly water. Well, within 30 days of becoming a cardiac cath med tech, I became a vegan vegetarian. I completely omitted all dairy products and certainly all meats of any kind. And the top cardiologist there said, if you don't want to die like your father did at the age of 46, which is when my father died of a heart attack, he said, the key is to change your eating patterns so you don't imitate your father, your parents. And that's what I did. And here at the age of 70, I just bicycled 4,100 miles across America, coast to coast this summer, and I work out 6 days a week, and I'm in top physical condition, so I get to play. I don't have any issues of arthritis. I don't have any issues of heart disease. I don't have any issues of diabetes. I don't have any hemorrhoids, you name it. I'm a very healthy person because I like to play. I love to operate on a high level. So when we start talking about the opioid epidemic, one of the things that Americans can do, and I'm going to ask you all, each one of you listening today, one of the finest documentaries that you can listen to or watch is on Netflix or YouTube, and it's called What the Health. What the Health, H-E-A-L-T-H, What the Health by Kip Anderson. And it will explain to you exactly why we have such an epidemic of diabetes, epidemic of obesity. 7 in 10 Americans are overweight, and half of that is obese, grossly obese. Heart disease, in fact, creates, I think it's 1.4 million heart attacks every year and about 900,000 deaths. And then you start talking about the cancer rates that are up at a million or so. You got prostate deaths. You've got diabetes is rampant. Children with diabetes already in this country, and so then you have all of these people hitting into the 40s and 50s, and instead of enjoying very healthy lives because they ate well and they exercised well and they kept their minds on a positive level by going out and enjoying life rather than being stressed by it, they're now getting knee replacements, they've got all sorts of pains, aches, they've got arthritis pain and so forth. And then you have this cartel of American Medical Association, facilitated by medical doctors, giving out these opioid, OxyContin, Percocets. I mean, you can go right on down the line so that people will not have all this pain. But of course, the caveat to all of that, Deanna, is the fact that just like alcohol or just like smoking or even like coffee, you're going to have an addiction. And depending on the emotional background of any individual, your addiction will be emotional, and then it'll get to be a physical, and then it'll get to be, of course, a complete overcoming of your life and create unbelievable misery and suffering, such as heroin. It goes from there. So this opioid epidemic, and I don't know if anybody understands this, but 13 kids die of overdose every hour. I think it's over 140 people die every day, 24/7, from drug overdoses. And as a matter of fact, if you look up, and you can look this up, it's all backed up and supported by facts. Look it up, but the big pharmaceuticals, of course, allow all these doctors to give out all these drugs, and over 100,000 Americans die every year from a negative reaction to a prescribed drug.
Well, that's absolutely true. I think it's even higher.
It's higher, right. It's 105,000, if I remember.
Dr. Peter Bregan, in one of his frequent alerts, which I just received, I'm on his mailing list, 75% of the young doctors, are on psych drugs. 75%. Now, if the doctors are taking all of this, all of these kinds of drugs, of course you can expect that they're going to want their patients on drugs. And of course, they have algorithms. When you go into a doctor, they treat your symptoms. They look in their book, their algorithm, and it's put out by the American Medical Association, Big Pharma, and hospitals. They look to see what your symptoms are, and they give you a prescription to treat the symptoms.
That's exactly correct. One of the things I found out as a cardiac cath tech, and I'll just give you a little rendition of what a cardiac cath tech does. We run the EKG, we do the sterile room setup, and what a cardiac catheterization med tech does is assist the doctor, and what they do is they cut down on the brachial artery, usually of the right arm, and they shove a catheter up into the heart and or anywhere in the body where there's obstruction. And of course, because the LDLs, which are the low lipid cholesterols, they drop their load because they get oxygenated right there in the right and left descending coronary artery of the heart. And so the oxygen creates this oxidation. And what that means is the cholesterol is like candle wax, and it simply drips into the coronary bore or any arterial bore and also venule bore of the body. And the higher you raise your serum cholesterol levels through your diet, what you eat, like if you're eating a cheeseburger or you eat a giant piece of Pizza Hut, you know, pizza, or you eat bacon, sausage, and eggs, you're simply adding to that cholesterol load. It saturates the system, and then it drops that candle wax, if you will, into the arteries and then starts to block them up. And that's why people get heart attacks. They also get strokes, and that a stroke is really a heart attack in the brain. Sometimes you get gangrene of your leg because you block off the arteries feeding down into your calf. And so you people that have high cholesterol levels up to the 300 and 400 and 500 level, that's where they get gangrene and they have to chop off their legs in order to, you know, survive. And so what you're seeing across the board here in this country is a massive medical consequence of eating, poor eating. And so, as a matter of fact, I give a presentation all over Denver, Colorado to all sorts of civic clubs and health clubs and running clubs and you name it. And my program is called How to Regain, Sustain, and Maintain Optimum Health Past 40, 50, 60, 70, and 80. I've even shown people at 80 how they can improve their health. And the biggest key is you got to stay away from all these dairy products. You got to stay away from soda pop. You got to stay away from high fructose corn syrup, which is addictive itself, and it's just about in everything. You got to go organic. You've got to go away from GMOs, and you've really got to allow the body to maintain its own health. And like I say, that's what I've done my whole life, so that at the age of 70, I get to play like a 25-year-old kid. In fact, very few 25-year-olds can keep up with me because I maintain such excellent condition and flex and exercise and, of course, the exercise that goes with it, but the food that I eat. You know, where I see people continue to eat bacon and sausage and eggs and butter, and they grease from the frying pan, and then they slop down the coffee, and then, of course, for lunch they have a Big Mac with a double cheese and a double burger cheese and, you know, unbelievable amounts of caloric intake, but also the chemicals that go with that. And this all piles up on everyone, and the consequences, of course, are grave on so many different levels. And yet the American people refuse to or are unaware of the consequences of eating a Big Mac or eating a Wendy's or eating a Burger King or the Big Whopper and so forth and so on. And then I see people going out of stores with a 24, you know, pack of Coca-Cola with zero. It's called Coca-Cola Zero, and then it's a Diet Coca-Cola and all this. Well, you're absorbing the aspartame or the sucralose, which are synthetic sugars, which do so much damage to the body. aspartame alone, once it gets past 98 degrees, it metamorphosizes, if you will, into greater chemicals like more formaldehyde, and then that goes in and starts reacting with your fibromyalgia, your nervous system, and also lupus, and so there's also another book out there. It's called The Medical Medium, and his last name is, I can't remember, but just look it up, Medical Medium, and he shows you, and he's showed thousands of clients how to beat these diseases. And there's another book that's as good as or even better. It's called Nutritional Healing by Balch, B-A-L-C-H, Balch. And that book, you can go to Whole Foods, you can go to Natural Grocers, which is Vitamin Cottage in some states, and you find out all the things that you can do naturally to avoid all of the consequences that will land you in a hospital bed, and you have to get cut into, and then you've got to have things taken out, or you've got to put in steel hips or steel knees and so forth. And instead, you eat right and you exercise right, and then you get to go into your middle and old age with a healthy body. Also, for those of you who are athletes, and I'm an athlete. I've been an athlete all my life, and I love sports of every kind, whether it's a racquetball court or a tennis court or a ski slope or a bicycle race or a triathlon or canoeing or mountain climbing, you name it. I would highly recommend, because I actually tore up my knee playing racquetball 10 years ago. I was 60 years old at the time, and I played with the mind of a 21-year-old. Well, that's a little hard on a 60-year-old body, so it did some damage to my knee, the meniscus, and so forth, and it got worse and worse. And I got back from a cross-country bicycle trip in 2016, heard about the new stem cell procedure where you use your own stem cells. And it's all over the country right now, but in Denver here, it's called DenverRegenerativeMedicine.com by the Dr. Michael Cantor, who's one of the leading experts in the country, and you can find him on TED Talks. So instead of getting a steel knee put in or a steel hip or a steel shoulder, you can actually have him do this. It's called PRP, platelet-rich plasma, where he draws your blood out, turns it into and spins it to platelet-rich plasma, which turns it into super blood, and then he punches a hole through your sacrum and pulls out your marrow, which has all these stem cells. He mixes that with the platelet-rich plasma and then injects it into a knee or a joint or a shoulder or an ankle or whatever.
That's amazing.
It's a very simple procedure. I mean, it's very simple and it's very easy. And honest to gosh, I had it done last October 1st, The healing takes 12 to 14 months. 12 to 14 months, it will heal. And what the stem cells do are they go in and they become the cells of your ligaments or your knee or your meniscus or your cartilage and whatever. And they go to work for 12 to 14 months. They finish up the healing process by 14 months. And you're given a PT, a regimen. And honest to gosh, I just pedaled 4,100 miles this summer. I had no pain. My knee is as good as my other knee, and I went skiing all last winter. I'll get to ski more this winter, and I ski the bumps. I don't just goof around doing easy green runs or blue runs. I run through the bumps like a 21-year-old. And so I would highly recommend that for you rather than going in for new knees, because when you go in for the new knees, and I've had friends go in for new steel knees and steel hips, they're taking these opioids, and honest to gosh, they get hooked on these opioids very quickly. And the fact is that the big pharmaceuticals could care less. You simply become collateral damage. And there was on 60 Minutes 3 weeks ago by Bill Whitaker.
Ross,
look it up.
Hold that thought. I'm sorry. We do need to go to a 3-minute break, and we'll pick this up on the other side. Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Frosty Wooldridge, and his website is frostywooldridge.com. And Frosty, you were talking about the procedure that you had done, and there's a comment in the chat room. How much did that cost you financially?
Okay, thank you for asking, and let me cover that for you. And when I speak to you, Deanna, I hope that every person listening out there really appreciates that I'm coming to you as just a regular, normal, American guy. I grew up on a farm in Michigan in the 40s, and just a farm boy milking cows at 15, mowing hay, dawn to dusk in a John Deere 49 tractor, and worked my way through college, went into the Army, became a teacher, a med tech, I was a lifeguard, a paper boy, you name it. I'm just a regular guy like anybody else. Been a truck driver for United Van Lines in the summers from my teaching job, and I, got to travel the world, and really have just had the American dream. Has been a great travel trip for me, but along the way I've suffered. I've had one brother die, one brother have a stroke already, so those two brothers did not pay attention to what I told them, and so I know that everybody is out there doing the best they can. And as just a regular American citizen myself, with a whole bunch of experience, if you will, because I've been on the planet for 70 years, but also always an academic, always reading voraciously and always trying to improve and make sure I, I'm up on the latest of information for health and wellness, certainly on the political front. You've all heard me on the political front as far as overpopulation and immigration. And so when I bring this stuff to you, it's because it's all happened to me, too. I'm just like any other human being. I got busted up body. I've got all sorts of things because I've played sports. But I also search out ways to help improve and make better. And so that's what I'm bringing you. And so, yeah, so Bill Whitaker on 60 Minutes, it was 2 weeks ago, he talked about the pharma, big pharma addicting all these people. It was like a half-hour segment. And the fact that big pharma, again, just uses you as a guinea pig. And if you are, unfortunately, under the clutches of an MD, and you're going to get, some kind of surgery, and then they start pumping these pills into you, then you get addicted. And once you get, it's called neuroplasticity. Once you have that neurological indent into your brain, you get hooked, just like a heroin addict, just like any other addict. And the consequences are grave. So before I'll get back to that cost, again, I would, again, go to www.denverregenerativemedicine.com. There are other clinics all over the country, but you could get more information from them. But the Dr. Michael Cantor on TED Talks has an 18-minute speech on how to heal your body with your own stem cells. The procedure is takes about 45 minutes. It's all it takes. They just draw the blood, turn it into platelet-rich plasma, and then what they do is then punch a hole through your sacrum, suck out all of the marrow, and then they spin that into the platelet-rich plasma, and then they re-inject it into your knee or your shoulder or your hip, and those stem cells go to work. The procedure itself is $6,000, and you might think, oh my gosh, that's a lot of money. Well, it is a lot of money, and I actually borrowed the money to get it done, and it's called credit care, and you actually have 1 year to pay it back. I work 50 hours a week, and so I actually paid mine back within that 1 year, and your credit care it doesn't cost you any interest for that whole year. And, in fact, in the fall, Dr. Cantor allows that procedure for $1,000 off for only $5,000. Now, the fact is that the average knee replacement costs around $40,000. $40,000. So you can imagine why big pharma and medical doctors want to keep you coming in to chop off your femur and chop off your tibia and then put a whole new steel knee in there because they make $40,000 and rather than the non-invasive surgery or procedure that's just $6,000. And in fact, if you get both knees done, which my brother Rex is getting both of his knees done, they will charge you if you do it in October, $1,000 off. You get the procedure done for $5,000 for one knee, and you get another $1,000 for the second knee. So you get two knees done for virtually the price of one. So that's the cost of the procedure here in Denver. And again, versus $40,000 for new steel knee or shoulder or a hip or whatever.
Wow. Okay. Well,
yeah, I know.
Back in 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Frosty Wooldridge. And the website is frostywooldridge.com. Generally, we do not take calls until the third hour, but we do have a caller that wants to know about the stem cell treatment. So why don't we go ahead and take this one caller, and then please, listeners, hold your calls till the third hour. Okay, Wayne, you had a question about the stem cell?
Yeah, Frosty, where did you get your stem cell work done?
Yes, it was right here in Denver, Colorado, with Dr. Michael Cantor, who's one of the leading doctors here in this country. And again, you can just access him with his talk on TED Talks, and he's really an MD with a heart. He really cares about each patient that comes in there. And again, you can directly what he does is you can come in for a free evaluation and X-ray of the joint that you have in question, or joints you have in question, and then what he does is he will give you a response to what you need and what the stem cell can do. And he, when I walked in, I said, I'm going to spend $6,000 here. What's the story? I want to have a fair evaluation and tell me what my chances are for healing. And he said, your knee will heal 99%. And I said, and I literally had the procedure registered for the next day. And as a matter of fact, the next day I went in there and I had it done because I like to play, I like to run, I like to ski, I like to bicycle, and I was tired of the pain. And so if you go in, Again, Denver, regenerativemedicine.com. You can see all of the affidavits and videos by people who had it done, the procedure done, and you can see all of the what and how the procedure works and how they do it, and you'll get all the information right off that website. And it's probably also in, if you're in a big city, there's more than likely there's more other stem cell doctors out there, but at least you have a home base to go to right now, so you know what's going on. And I'm thrilled. I just bicycled at the age of 70. I'm almost 71. I bicycled like a little kid across America, 4,100 miles across the mountains, across the deserts, across the plains, in the rain, even got hailed on, and no pain, no swelling, no freezing up the knee, and so all that's in the past, and my right knee is now as good as my left knee. And if you have two knees that need help, then you can get both knees literally repaired by the stem cells themselves. And
Frosty, my situation's a little different. I have what they call pulmonary fibrosis.
Well, okay.
Scarring of the lung.
Well, I think that's probably out of Frosty's experience. So, but anyway,
well, that may be out of my experience. But if you've got pulmonary if you've got some kind of pulmonary problem, I think that Willie Nelson, the famous singer. Country singer Willie Nelson, I think he had some big problems in his lungs, and I think, but you'd have to do some research, and I think he was stem cell injected also into the lung area that might have helped him. So it's possible, but I'm not sure about it. But I read that Willie Nelson had some stem cell work done on his lungs too, so it's possible that you might find benefit from it.
Well, yeah, I talked to somebody in the lung center in Pittsburgh, and they're doing some of the stem cell research, and I heard you talk about it. And I want to thank you for taking my phone call. I really, really appreciate that very, very much. And God bless all of you, okay?
Okay, thank you, Wayne, and take care of yourself.
Okay. All right.
Alrighty. Alright, Frosty, did your parents go to doctors? Did they kind of take care of things at home? What was your experience growing up as far as going to the doctor, or as far as thinking that the doctors were the answer to all of our problems?
Well, you have to appreciate that I grew up just like any other kid, and I broke my collarbone when I was 15, so I had an operation, had a pin stuck through my collarbone, and the doctors took care of that, and my collarbone works just like any other collarbone because it healed up, and I've also broken my ankle, and that had to get casted and all that goes with that, so medical doctors do good things when it comes to breaking your body up, or if you have cancer, they can cut out the cancer. Certainly, if you have been you've taken very poor care of yourself, and again, you ate the standard American diet of very bad foods that pumps your cholesterol so high that you got a heart attack, or you have angina, or you have high blood pressure, and all these other consequences of very poor diet. Then they can give you a surgery vein bypass graft, which I used to be a part of when I was a cardiac cath med tech. And so doctors have a very powerful and very needed part of this health picture in this country. But almost always doctors are the result or they take care of the consequences of bad health. So I would urge everyone that's listening, you are responsible for your health, and you start being responsible for your health at the age of 18 when you're out of the house. I stopped eating Spam. We were so poor
gosh.
When I was a kid.
Did you Spam? Did anybody ever eat? Oh, what garbage. Oh,
I know.
Spam.
Well, you don't know that when you're so poor. I mean, we were poor when I was a kid. I mean, we were really poor. So we ate Spam. You know, and all that goes with that. And so, but at the age of 25 when I was a cardiac cath tech, I started eating, as I said, vegetarian and vegan, and got away from the dairy products and started eating correctly. And it really made a difference because, as I said, I have one brother who died of a heart attack at 50, and he was he was about 60 pounds overweight. I actually wrote him when he was 44, and I said, John, I said, Dad died of a heart attack at 46. Dad was only 15 pounds overweight. You're 60, 70 pounds overweight. You're eating all this terrible food. I said, you're really in line for a heart attack. He told me to mind my own business, and 2 months after he turned 50 years of age, he died of a heart attack, massive heart attack. And then my other brother, who does the same thing, very nice man, a heck of an individual, he had a stroke that almost killed him. He couldn't walk. He couldn't talk. He lost all five languages. He couldn't see for a couple of days. Fortunately, and he has arrhythmia. As a matter of fact, anyone out there, and I stick with all of this information, I read voraciously, anyone that has heart disease or has high blood pressure or has it's quite a few other problems with the heart, myocardial septal defect, you name it. There is a book out there that is brilliant, and it's called The Sinatra Solution. The Sinatra Solution Stephen Sinatra.
He's very good. The author is very good.
Oh, yeah, he's very good. And you literally can stop your high blood pressure by using nutrients that the heart can use, and it supercharges the heart. And even if you're a couch potato, it helps your heart become a very efficient heart. And it's all by nutrients. My other brother, Howard, who had the arrhythmia, which threw the clot, has been for 5 years now since he had his stroke. He's now on the Sinatra Solution, and he hasn't had any more arrhythmia. So I would highly recommend the Sinatra Solution. It's by Stephen Sinatra. He's a 30-year cardiologist, but he's also a CNS. Certified nutritional specialist, and he put these two things together. And most, you won't hear this from the AMA. You won't hear about the Sinatra Solution because they'd rather have you have a full heart vein bypass graft of 3 or 4 or 5 vein bypass grafts, because it's a multi-thousands of dollars worth of procedure, and MDs like to operate. Well, I don't want to be operated on. I want to keep my heart healthy by my choices of food and by my exercise and by staying skinny. I'm 6 feet 2.5 and I weigh 185 pounds. And I work out 2 hours every day, 6 days a week. And I do 100 sit-ups. And so I keep my core strong. I swim half mile. I
think you're probably making a lot of people really tired just telling us what your exercise regime.
Well, a lot of people want to have an injection of my energy, and they want to know where they can buy it.
Why don't you try and bottle that? That would be a really good seller.
Well, as a matter of fact, my latest book just came out in May. It's called Living Your Spectacular Life. It's a 300-page book, and no, it's 400 pages. Yeah, it's 400. It's 380 pages. But anyway, it's got everything you need to know on how to be healthy and how to live a really positive life, and also how to live an exciting, spectacular life. And I talk about health in this thing, and I show you how to be healthy. And so it's body, mind, and spirit, and then relationships and jobs. Those are the five chapters that lead it off. And then in the book, I show everyone all of these other people who were not so happy with their lives, and they decided to strike out and go after what they love to do in life, and their websites are there. And so the whole book is filled with not only the 12 concepts and practices for living a spectacular life, but also how to be healthy mentally, physically, and spiritually. And when you get this combination of body, mind, and spirit together, along with job and relationships, you're going to live a fantastically spectacular life. You're going to do what you love to do. You can't wait to get up in the morning, and you can't wait to, every day is a Sunday because you're doing what you love to do. And that's the key to my latest book, and it's my 13th published book, and I'm proud of it because it's got great reviews on Amazon already. And so anyone who wants to follow that, it comes from my heart, and I give it to the public with a sense of purpose and passion and joy. And I would love, Deanna, I would love for everybody to be as happy and fulfilled and also healthy as I am, because I follow these methods for staying healthy and happy in my life, and I just share them with everybody. Once you plug into that book and all the information in that book, you'll find yourself getting up every day going, wow, I'm loving being alive. I'm excited about the day. I can't wait for the next adventure, whatever it may be, on the weekend or whatever. So it's all out there for you. It's just a matter of choice.
Well, I think that's the problem, is that people are not aware of the multitude of choices. Now, I live a very healthy life. I haven't had a soda for probably 30 or 40 years. I don't drink soda pop. I eat organic. But things do happen. In March, two of my cats ran in front of me, and I went head over tea kettle and fractured my shoulder in two places. And I did not want to go to the hospital, but my friend said, no, you've got to go. She called me 3 or 4 hours after it happened, and I said, ooh, my shoulder's hurting. And she said, you've got to go to the hospital. So I went, but I never took a pain pill, never, and I'm fine. I'm just fine. I went through physical therapy, and everything is fine. So things do happen to us. Now, you said you broke your collarbone, and you had some other accidents. People do have accidents. And when you're vulnerable, when you're ill, no matter whether it's an accident or if you're ill in some other area, you feel vulnerable, and you kind of gravitate to what you think might be the best answer. And unfortunately, because of all of the indoctrination that all of us have experienced, we think, or they think, that, well, we got to go to the doctor. We've got to see whether he can cure us, when in fact they do not cure anybody. They treat symptoms. But people don't know. They don't know about the stem cell stuff. They've heard about it. They've heard probably negative things about it, but they have not really done the examination. They haven't done the research. They gravitate to what they know best, but it takes research. Whether you're talking about your health, whether you're talking about events that occur, whether you're talking about what Congress is doing, it takes research to figure it out. And of course, you're really good at that. And that is wonderful. And thank you for sharing that. Could we talk some more about the opioid situation? And you were talking about people who go into the hospital because they have a situation, and they're prescribed or given opioids as part of their treatment. And then what happens?
Okay, well, again, and just before we go back into the opioid aspect of this, for anyone listening, as a matter of fact, with my brother dying and my other brother having a stroke, I also had 7 friends die, 5 cancers and 2 heart attacks in the last year.
You
know, at my age, people are starting to die off because, you know, my high school, somebody's dying in my high school class of, you know, 1965, a long time ago. And so classmates are dying. But they don't need to be dying, and one of the big killers is cancer. So for those of you who have friends who are suffering from cancer or may come down with cancer, or you might come down with cancer because it's coming down on all of us, I would highly recommend the book. It's called Beating Cancer with Nutrition. Beating, B-E-A-T-I-N-G, Beating Cancer with Nutrition by Patrick Quillen, Q-U-I-L-L-I-N. He's a Ph.D., in plant enzymes, and also he is a CNS also. And that book, if you have cancer or you're worried about cancer, And I've had cancer. I had cancer in 1995 cut out of me. My sister got melanoma cancer also. So I know about cancer, and I'm very strict with my nutrition. I eat an alkaline pH of food. In other words, I eat chard and kale and spinach and dark, deep leafy greens every day. I eat krill pills because they're anti-cancer. I eat aloe vera. I drink aloe vera. Because what you want is to maintain an alkaline pH in your body rather than acidic. Most Americans are acidic because they eat so much sugar. White sugar is just death to the body because it feeds cancer. And if you read this book, it's got recipes and it shows you what foods that are specific to what cancers. You can kill prostate cancer, you can kill lung cancer, you can stop all these cancers by eating the foods that literally combat naturally cancer. So when we get back, I'll go back into the opioid, but I would really love everybody to stop heart attacks, stop cancer, stop diabetes, and the answer is in those books that I've just given you.
Lifestyle changes. Okay. Yep. Also, we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Frosty Wooldridge. His website is frostywooldridge.com. And getting back to cancer and all of the things that we were talking about before, a lot of that can be altered with lifestyle changes, as you've indicated. But there have been more cancers since the implementation of mammography than ever before, and it is has been stated that 90% of the false positives for breast cancer are actually false positives. And so what actually kills the patient or makes them incredibly ill is the treatment. And I'm sorry. It's treatment that kills. And I think you mentioned prostate cancer. And to go through a prostate cancer surgery is pretty devastating. In fact, Dr. Jennifer Daniels says that logistically that people with prostate cancer live probably longer than those who don't have it. So it isn't the cancer that kills. It's the treatment. And with all, and the screening of diseases, they are looking for something to treat. They are looking for something to treat. You can go through a screening. They're trying to find something. You may not actually have something wrong with you, but they're going to find something that they can treat.
Well, that's the nature of the AMA. Now, this summer on my bicycle ride, I ran into several MDs or students.
Literally?
Becoming MDs.
Literally?
Yeah, because they were actually MDs. Yeah, no,
I'm teasing you. You said you ran into them. I said literally or figuratively.
No, they were riding bicycles, and I crossed paths with them.
Okay.
Because there are thousands of people that ride bicycles across country around the planet, and they're always I write for a lot of Facebook pages that are about touring cyclists because they're quite a family. And so anyway, the one thing that two guys were from Canada, and they were in their junior year of medical school, and I said, you know, we've got the AMA down here, the American Medical Association, and it's in cahoots with, of course, the big pharmaceuticals, you know, Scripps, and you just go on down the line. And again, all doctors do, and this is what I learned as a cardiac med tech, all doctors do is diagnose a result of a poor eating, poor obesity, poor exercise, poor living standard. And then they prescribe a symptom-stomping drug, so that, you know, if you've got pain, then you take a Aleve. If you've got pain, you take an ibuprofen. If you take pain, you take a Bayer. Well, those are chemicals that do absolutely nothing for your health or your improvement. They simply stomp these symptoms, and then if that doesn't work, they cut on you. And
right.
The key here is let's change what you do so you don't get to that point in time, and in fact, you become healthy on your own by what you eat,
yes,
what you exercise.
Throw all that stuff away. Clean out your medicine cabinet.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
We will be back at the top of the hour.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in two NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease.
Try Common Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.